of Manpower, Emmanuel Ebenezer Grunup, said that he is still reviewing the policy to eliminate the outsourcing system. A major concern raised by workers on International Labor Day, the concern was shared during an event held to mark May Day in Jakarta on Thursday. Minister of Housing and Settlement Areas, Marwar Sirait, handed over the keys to subsidized houses for 100 workers during the International Labor Day commemoration at Pertamina University, Jakarta on Thursday. According to the minister, the provision of quality subsidized housing at affordable prices under the Housing Finance and Liquidity Facility could help workers be more enthusiastic about their work and improve their welfare. And that was the news. Of course, we still have 5 more hours with me, Rain Indonesia, today with you, Voice of Indonesia listener. Where you can tune into our online streaming at vrnews.id. Shortwave 325 kHz and 475 kHz, and also our application in RRE Digital. You're still here with me, Ray, in Indonesia today, and thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRE Digital, where you can enjoy directly the programs of all RRE stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using Like, Comment, Share, and Live Chat, RRE Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
Meat as its main ingredient and wadum yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadum tea is manufactured
beliefs and died. The solid is called Habibi. To make kasuami, initially kadipe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the kadipe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kadipe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 centimeters and a height of 10 centimeters and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. In that story, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Of the Nongra Darussalam, traditional custom holds a special position in social and religious behavior. The saying, Hukum Non Adat Hanjit Tre Lage Zat Non Sifit, illustrates how Aceh-Nese customs and Islamic law are intertwined, much like the relationship between flesh and bone, signifying that Aceh-Nese customs are inseparable from Islam. Before Islamic influence predominated, Aceh-Nese customs were heavily shaped by Hindu culture, as Aceh was a significant stop in international merchant trade, facilitating cultural exchanges, including from India. Traditions such as Usijit or Tepung Tawar, Bogyate, applying henna, Kanduri Bun, thanksgiving for the harvest, and Putram Anut, childbirth rituals, reflects traces of Hindu influence, and however, these traditions have been adapted to align with the Islamic values. And what is the biggest question? The meaning and philosophy of Usijit. Usijit or Tepung Tawar is a traditional ceremony symbolizing prayers and safety, peace, happiness, blessings, and also forgiveness. Present in various Aceh-Nese ceremonies such as weddings, circumcisions, pilgrimage, house building, and welcoming guests, the ceremony is led by Tengku or the religious scholar or elder who offers prayers and blessings. So, the more you know about the fun fact about Usijit. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisahani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Also, it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo. In certain places, there are still traders selling this ice cream pot products.
and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes. They are broken into small pieces. As a solution, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or Prince Sticky Rice Puppy. For one bowl of ice cream for carrot, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Thank you.
of Biang Valley in central Java. This valley has a main tradition, held annually, that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of Biang Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers have their own parts. Our journey to the end village in Banjarnagara Regency, central Java, was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta to the rich Indian. The scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation, and beautiful residents along, it is worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Dian Village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dian children, who are called Anakmaja. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Rorunji from Kidosi. She gave it to Kyai Agung Haladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidosi. It is a likely return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For many years, Western Mantle had carried out a dreadlock cutting ritual. Yet I don't believe to be special children of the Yang, who bridge our reality and the unseen beyond.
Anak Himbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kendaki itu pada daerah
kata. The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gifts from God. Dieng people believe that God always entrusts anything he will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Temenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to the God. The Javanese must have good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too. Ali Fauzi, born in Dian, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestral heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dian Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan kegiatan ritual penceramah di Gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini tidak terasa puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pesantren lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya ataupun masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Karena salah satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjadi secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan sang pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saat itu jalan kaki, dan juga para pemangku itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures in full who visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit the sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the pre-hakim during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small blanket as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon Village area to Suharto Wigwam or Dharmasala. Because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Anjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Ngalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event, since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the God for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya, apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu langkah baiknya, itu semua dipersihkan. Maka diharapkan untuk memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu lah yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi
biasanya. Here is a crown for a human, a special woman. It makes aside with the fact that most modern children in the end are female. The modern children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Arita from Orasumpo. She's 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Indian village. She also has two goats.
Wishes are specific, such as one quail egg. The egg must be one and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a card full of Rajang children's wishes. There was also another card with four colored tumbang. Rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumpeng rojong itu tawaran bikin itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah jadi ada kendala padi ada
tumpeng rojong. So tumpeng rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity. Then we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Kalau kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, nggak usah nikung-nikung gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau itu simbol nah, itu yang warna putih gitu.
Detail about dreadlock's cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in the anthill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold melted air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual began. Preserving tradition with advanced technologies and raising the renewal generation is not easy. Indian people and the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Of the Education Research Center of the National Research and Innovation Agency, Prina Fizumpi, has stressed that the reorientation of education is essential to build an educational environment that prioritizes honesty and integrity. According to Fizumpi, the cheating cases are concerning and indicate that moral, character, and integrity issues are still serious challenges in the world of education in Indonesia. Those cases, she said, also reflect that efforts to develop students' character